going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wednesdays at 11, it's the Neil Greenberg podcast on Beamish and Finley. Our boy Greenberg joins us from the Washington Post. He's a sports writer and a stats geek, but not a nerd. Hello, Greenberg. How do you do, buddy?
I'm doing super duper. How are you guys doing?
We're good, man.
We are good, dude. Of course, Neil Greenberg joins us via the Rude Guest Hotline. If it ain't rude, it ain't right.
Right, brother.
There's a lot to discuss. I'd like to give you an opportunity, though. I was at TJ Oshie's retirement ceremony the other night. Just an absolute class act and a hell of a player. It feels to me that Ovi's going to play another year, but, like, I don't know what Carlson does. You know what I mean? But, like, as the Caps have to get younger and they bring up another Protas brother and you've got Leonard, it feels like kind of a certain era of Caps hockey is over, and I wanted to give you just a chance to reflect on it.
Yeah, we've seen probably two distinct eras in the overall Ovechkin era, right? The young guns with Mike Green and Alex Semin and Backstrom. And then that transition to Carlson, Oshie, Backstrom, Ovechkin. The latter won the cup and, you know, will forever be endeared to hockey fans and the DMV. But like you said, I mean, we've seen Backstrom, you know, not being able to play anymore, and now Oshie. Alex Ovechkin has one more year on his contract. He's going to be, of an advanced age. And then you have John Carlson getting up there as well. I do think the torch is in the midst of being passed. We are seeing them get younger. We're seeing them, kind of point towards the end of the Ovechkin era. I think it's going to be next year. That's only my personal thought. I don't have any inside information or anything. I think it's been remarkable. I mean, you look at, how good Ovechkin has been and, the cast that he's had with him, especially, TJ Oshie, who, he's not an unsung hero by any means, but, he's down the depth chart in terms of Ovechkin, Backstrom, star power, but probably the perfect complement to those two players for this team, and really was an enabler for them to be as good as they were.
Absolutely. I thought it was a very cool moment. Now, I'm going to switch gears because I want to make sure we get a minute to talk about this in what will probably be a pretty packed football show for us. Mackenzie Gore was brilliant last night. You, like Mitch Tischler and Danny Frank and others I know, are a Mets fan. I had a bad feeling that the Nats bullpen would cough up the lead Gore gave them. But what do you think when you watch Mackenzie Gore? He's starting to hit one of my favorite things in sports is a true young stud pitcher, and I think he deserves that title.
I do. You know, he's one of the young stars in the game. He's you know, very, very difficult to play against. Can get players to chase pitches. He's got good stuff. And he's just, you know, steadily on the upswing. You know, I mean, he's, you know, you look at just how he's kind of progressed here, you know, since he's been in the majors, and, you know, it seems like his strikeout rate has gotten a little bit better every year. His walk rate's certainly improved. And then this year, you know, just boom, he's striking out, you know, more than a third of batters he's facing. His walk rate is career low, short career, but still career low. You know, and whenever you see young players that have that type of command at the strike zone, you know, that typically, you know, that shows that they're on the upward trajectory, and more importantly, that the upward trajectory is real, right? Like, he's not benefiting from good luck. He's not benefiting from, you know, a high scoring run environment. I mean, he is getting on the mound and doing exactly what they want him to do.
Are they going to be able to, when they hit their stride, make McKenzie Gore, is he going to still be around, or are they going to waste this?
Yeah, I think the Nats are ahead of schedule in terms of competing at a higher level. They're a young team. They have a lot of good young players. You know, they're built a little bit like the Cubs were before they kind of broke through and won, you know, their World Series and beat the curse. I see a lot of similarities there in terms of just young talent coming up together. You know, whenever you have that cluster of young talent that's really good, those are the players that tend to have high upside. And if you have one or two, like, spike even higher, I mean, I don't know how much more James Woods could spike, but, you know, when you have players, you know, one or two that are playing really well, you know, that helps lift the entire team. And, you know, when you look at Woods and Gore especially, I don't think this team is too far from competing at a higher level, especially at the playoffs. I think we're only looking like at another year or two. So, yeah, I think he'll be here.
Talking with our friend.
He'll be a big part of it.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you, man. Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can give Neil a follow at N Greenberg. Check out his work at the Washington Post. The big story yesterday was McLaurin not being at OTAs. I don't really think it was a surprise to many. I did see you had a tweet kind of working out his contract. Do you want to kind of expand on just on what you tweeted, your kind of your math to Terry's value and why you think this thing should get done?
Yeah, so I just did some back of the envelope math. I looked at some comparables that have gotten contracts in recent, you know, in recent years. Mike Evans kind of looks a little bit similar. You know, he had almost $30 million a year, about 9% of the cap. You look at the production that McLaurin had, and I really do think that last year's production has to carry a lot of the freight because there was obviously a big difference in terms of what he had to work with at the quarterback position. Not a surprise he had a career year. So I think when you look at, you know, what he brought to the table in terms of production, you know, I think that was worth about $28 million a year. And there's talk that he would probably get around 30 and change or something. So whenever, you know, the numbers are that close, reality, projections, estimates, et cetera, my worry level goes way down. Like, I'm not worried that this team is going to get a deal done for McLaurin in any way because he's shown that he's worth it. And, you know, it's not an egregious amount of money that's being talked about for him. So I have faith that the front office is going to get this done. And, you know, this is just really a blip and something to talk about during the offseason. But I don't really think it has much to do about anything.
You know, like, people talk about the age and things like that, but there's nothing in his game that has shown he's taken any steps back.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No, if anything, you have to look at he's taking steps forward with a competent quarterback.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like, and...
I think everything is business, and it happens. It's going to happen in due time, and
we'll always be talking about off-season contract stuff and someone not showing up and what does it mean and look, I get it. This is a violent sport with high injury. People get hurt on the practice field all the time. If I am, looking to get a contract, knowing how much money is at stake, I am also taking care of myself and using as much leverage as I can to maximize my situation. Yep. For a player that includes, skipping voluntary workouts, I think a lot of people forget what the word voluntary means. But then as we get into mini camp, there's a little song and dance that needs to be done. But, look, Terry McLaurin is a huge part of this puzzle, and they do not get to the conference championship game without him. I mean, I'm not breaking any ground here at how integral he is to the offense. I think it's going to be fine. He'll be here.
I do, too. I think we're all kind of landing in the same place. This time of year, how much attention, when you're doing your handicapping and everything, how much attention do you pay to holdouts and contract disputes and, like, even, some of these guys, the tone of the conversation is much different than it is here with Terry. Like, the Hendrickson thing still seems sideways. Whatever's going on with Jalen Ramsey seems sideways. Like, how do you keep track of that when you're throwing futures and bets around?
Well, I'm just, the impact of a single player, especially a non-quarterback, is not that high. Only because there are 17 games, there's, a dozen players on the field or so. There's just not enough to move the needle. Like, if for some reason the McLaurin thing went sideways and Terry McLaurin was in another uniform, I don't think that that's going to impact, like, Washington's outlook all that much, because they're going to have someone fill those shoes. Now, they may not be as good as Terry, but those targets do go somewhere, and the coaching staff has plenty of time to figure that part out. So unless it's a quarterback, I don't really worry about it too much. I worry more about clusters, meaning if, like, we saw three cornerbacks go down in a game, or, you lose two offensive linemen and, you got to scramble. Like, that stuff to me is a lot more impactful. But I'll just wait to see who's actually going to be suiting up for game day and before I make any major adjustments to any sort of power ratings that I have.
That seems fair. You know why? Because it's June 11th.
It's June 11th.
They play games on September 10th.
No one's playing today.
They're still short.
People cribbing when they're losing their mind today.
Right.
Kill me over that.
So, Greenberg, last thing I want to talk about, I don't know if you had more football stuff. Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here, Washington Post stats sports writer. A lot of betting. And as betting has become I mean, just everywhere, right? Like you can't really watch TV without watching sports betting commercials. It feels like there is pushback coming. I think within the last few months, I think the city of Baltimore decided they wanted to sue the big betting houses for what they thought were like predatory promotional practices. And then I noticed something you tweeted out, DraftKings. So what is going on in Illinois with this tax, and how are these teams, how are these betting houses responding?
So Illinois passed a tax and on sports betting, and the odds makers are passing it along to the customers, as you would expect. And it's coming in a form of a 50-cent transaction fee. So every bet you make, you will be charged 50 cents. Okay. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot, but you know, when you think about the most recreational bettors only bet 2, 5, 10 bucks, you know, it is a non-insignificant amount.
Can you pause for me real quick? White Brian, our video producer,
he bets 20
cents a bet. Okay. White Brian, if your 20 cent bet starts to cost you 70 cents, what
Gambling
are you going to do?
Done. He's over.
Well, your bet's only going to be the profit's only going to be based on the 20 cents.
Right. So White Brian, what are you going to do if a 20-cent bet costs you 70 cents, and you still only make on the 20 cents?
I guess I'm cooked. I'm going to have to quit.
You probably should if you've been 20 cents.
I was going to say, well, let's talk about the 20 cents. I'm not bankroll shaming anybody, but him and I can talk about the 20-cent wagers offline. So that's what happened. My biggest concern is that other states will see this as a cash grab, and we're going to have a lot more taxes on sports books. You know, this was floated about almost a year ago, and DraftKings said they were going to pass it on, and they backed off of that. But now they're going forward with it. You know, my guess is that we're going to see more of this, not less, because there's really no There's no reason for a state not to do it, because it doesn't hurt. The betting constituency is a lot smaller than the non-betting constituency, so you're not going to get a lot of pushback on enacting a sports betting tax, because just the numbers aren't there in terms of people that would be against it.
They're going to start treating it like tobacco and booze, and just tax the hell out of it, don't you think?
Sin tax, yeah. And what DraftKings already wants to do is they're already targeting a 16% hold, and that's a huge number. You know, blended hold between parlays and straight bets, etc. You know, your typical NFL side or total has a hold of about 4%. So the fact that they're targeting a 16% hold, you know, they're with the taxes and everything, the proposition for the better gets a lot harder in terms of turning a profit. The 50 cents sounds low, but as I said, I mean, it's pretty impactful. And you had a great case study of someone that for some reason bets 20 cents each time.
Dude, I think it's going to be like charging for bags at the grocery store. Like, where'd that start? California, New York, then D.C., then Montgomery County.
I've been in Virginia.
Loudoun County's had it for a while now. You Virginia. Go to Wegmans, you're getting hit for that nickel. I guarantee that nickel doesn't go to whatever it's supposed to. It just goes to the money. It just goes to the pot. This, at least to me, Greenberg, and maybe I'm skeptical of things, this feels like a seminal moment that not a lot of people are going to pay attention to.
I agree. And, you know, again, if one state has any sort of success, then it's going to start to get rolled out, and then you have, well, people will pay 50 cents, maybe they'll pay 60 cents, maybe they'll pay 70, maybe they'll pay 80. Like, there's no, we don't know what the breaking point is.
Yep.
But I guarantee you, if states think they can get tax revenue out of this with a light lift of taxing sports bettors, they're going to do it.
I agree with you, man. Yo, thank you for the time as always, dude. Appreciate you.
Hi, Greenberg.
All right, talk to you guys soon.
Take care, man.
That's our guy, Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. You can check out all his work at WashingtonPost.com. Plenty to discuss. In about an hour, you're going to hear from Dan Quinn. Nobody go anywhere.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.